Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on something that keeps CISOs up at night, living off the land attacks. Forget exotic zero days and custom malware. The most dangerous threat actors are pwning networks using nothing but PowerShell, Certootle, and WMI. Tools that Microsoft signed. Tools that ship with every Windows box. Let's break down exactly how it works and what you can actually do about it. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. The term living off the land, LOTL, was popularized by Christopher Campbell and Matt Graber at DerbyCon 2013. Though the technique predates the name by decades. The concept crystallized further with the LOBAs, Living Off the Land Binaries and Scripts Project, which systematically cataloged Windows binaries that could be abused for malicious purposes. The fundamental vulnerability is architectural, operating systems ship with powerful administrative tools that are implicitly trusted. These binaries are digitally signed by Microsoft or Apple, bypassing application whitelisting, present by default on every installation, no deployment required, designed for flexibility. Features like downloading files, executing code, or modifying the registry are intentional. Invisible to signature-based detection. There's no malware hash to flag. MITRE ATT and CK formalized this under multiple techniques. With T1218, system binary proxy execution, and T1059, command and scripting interpreter, being primary vectors. The Windows ecosystem is particularly rich, and all provide legitimate functionality that doubles as attack infrastructure. Here's my take on this. The vulnerability isn't a bug. It's a feature. Microsoft built powerful tools for admins. Attackers just read the documentation more carefully than defenders. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. APT-29, Cozy Bear, SolarWinds campaign. 2020, Russian state actors extensively use PowerShell and WMI for lateral movement after the initial Sunburst backdoor. CISA's advisory documented their use of two-load malicious DLLs in PowerShell for reconnaissance, avoiding traditional malware deployment. Fin7 Carbonac operations, 2018 to 2022. This financially motivated group weaponized to execute HTA files containing VB script, bypassing application controls. Their techniques are documented in multiple FBI advisories. Astaroth Fileless Campaign, 2019, Microsoft documented a Brazilian banking Trojan campaign that used, and in sequence, never writing a traditional executable to disk. The entire infection chain leveraged only LOL bins. Vold Typhoon, 2023 present, CISA and FBI jointly warned that this Chinese state actor exclusively uses LOTL techniques for pre-positioning in U.S. critical infrastructure, specifically calling out, and PowerShell. Here's my take on this. Vold Typhoon is the wake-up call. A nation state spent years inside critical infrastructure using nothing but tools that ship with Windows. If your detection strategy relies on malware signatures, you've already lost. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough simulates an authorized assessment where initial access has been achieved via phishing. The objective is lateral movement and persistence using only built-in Windows tools. 1. Reconnaissance with native tools. First, enumerate the environment without importing external utilities. 2. Payload download via Certootle. Download a payload using a certificate management tool with hidden download capabilities. 3. Execution via WMIC. Execute commands on remote systems using WMI. 4. Persistence via registry, LOLBIN style. Establish persistence using 5. Data exfiltration via BitsAdmin. Exfiltrate data using the Background Intelligent Transfer Service. Verification and evidence collection. Confirm execution by checking process creation events, event ID 4, 6, 8, 8, showing parent-child relationships. WMI activity in log. PowerShell script block logging. Event ID 4104. Here's my take on this. Chain multiple lol bins together. Certoodle for download. Mesta for execution. Bitsadmin for exfil. Each tool looks legitimate in isolation. The pattern is what betrays the attack. Defense playbook. Detection requirements. Enable PowerShell script block logging, event ID 4104, and module logging. Enable process command line logging, GPO, audit process creation with command line. Monitor for suspicious parent-child process relationships. Alert on certoodle.exe with or parameters. Prevention controls. Deploy Windows Defender Application Control, WDAC, or AppLocker to constrain script interpreters to admin only. Implement constrained language mode for PowerShell via device guard. Block outbound connections from lol bins via Windows firewall rules. Framework mappings. MITRE ATT and CKT 1059.001, PowerShell, monitor encoded commands. Detect flag usage. MITRE ATT and CKT 1218, signed binary proxy execution, baseline legitimate use of MSDA. Certoodle. Regsver 32. Syscontrol 2.5, allow list authorized software. Block or monitor unsigned script execution. Validation, rerun the attack playbook above against hardened systems. If Certoodle can still download files or PowerShell executes encoded commands from non-admin context, controls have failed. Here's my take on this. Don't try to block lol bins. You'll break production. Instead, implement behavioral detection. Certoodle downloading files is almost never legitimate. Build detections around the abuse, not the tool. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Vold Typhoon's multi-year campaign inside U.S. critical infrastructure using exclusively LOTL techniques demonstrates that nation-states have operationalized this approach at scale. Takeaway 2. The critical attack chain combines multiple lol bins, certoodle for download, MSDA or PowerShell for execution, and bitsadmin for exfiltration, each appearing legitimate in isolation. Takeaway 3. Process command line logging and PowerShell script block logging, event ID 4104, are non-negotiable prerequisites for detecting LOTL abuse. That's the reality of LOTL attacks. Folks, your adversaries aren't writing custom malware anymore. They're reading Microsoft documentation and abusing features that were designed to help administrators. The detection game has shifted from signatures to behaviors, and if you're not logging command lines and script blocks, you're flying blind. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.